Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. Many have attended the Sky Family Revival concerts and have been greatly touched by the Holy Spirit. This program was created to keep that fire alive. Today is the day to wake up from all our worldly distractions to seek first the kingdom of God. Nothing will satisfy your soul like giving Jesus first place in your life. Nothing will restore our country except for those who are called by His name to start seeking the Lord with all their might. And this is revival, that we would seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Join us today. Let revival begin with you.
Welcome to Skies Revival Radio. This is Tom from the Sky Family. We're glad you could join us today. We're continuing our study today on the last chapter of Matthew, where we have been considering the nature of Mary Magdalene and how she is a representative of all of us people on earth. She is one who had run to sin, who had indulged in all manner of sin, who had come to the end of herself, had looked up and beheld the Savior. And she knew the Savior in a way that was very personal. She had met Him. And she knew in the moment that she met her Savior that her life was radically changed and that she had been forgiven of her sins, that she had been accepted by the Lord, and her love for Jesus had no bounds. Her love for Jesus was immeasurable because she was a sinner who had been forgiven. And she is such an exact representation for us today of a right relationship with Jesus. Those who come to the Lord must come to the end of themselves first. No one has really met the Savior until they have stared at themselves face to face and have recognized how greatly they need a Savior and how desperately they need Him. Many try to come to Jesus today without going through the door of repentance. We have a new gospel that's so prevalent today, which is that you're so great, you're so beautiful, you're so wonderful. Love yourself, believe in yourself. And when you try to come to Jesus with that mindset, you miss the point. You miss the point that you need a Savior. If you think you're pretty good and that you are very, very lovable and have all these wonderful qualities, you miss the reason why you need a rescuer, why you need a deliverer, why you need a Savior. And so when we try to come to Jesus without going through the door of repentance, we don't ever really get to know Jesus. We are of those who say, "Lord, Lord," but He says, "Depart from me. I never knew you. You never knew me." The order of God's revelation of Himself to man was that He revealed the law first in the old covenant and then the new covenant of grace. But that order is very, very significant. We must come to the new covenant by first examining ourselves before the law and understanding how far short of the glory of God that we fall, how far short in the thoughts of our heart, in our actions, in the words of our lips, how far short we fall of His standard of righteousness. And when we first allow the word of the Lord, the law of God, to examine our hearts and to shine that great light of the Holy Spirit upon our hearts so that we can see how we really stand before the Lord, how we're not wonderful people, we're not so lovable, we are full of all kinds of inconsistencies and pride and self-promotion. We are all about ourselves, and we must come to the end of that and understand that we really need a Savior. And when we examine ourselves in the light of His Word, now we come to Him with a great humility and a great gratefulness that He would extend mercy to us. And that's who Mary Magdalene was. She understood who she was. And when she was forgiven by the Savior, by Messiah Jesus, she loved God. And that's what the word says. Those who are forgiven much love much. And that loving much is very important because it's the greatest commandment, that we would love the Lord with all of our heart, mind, soul, and strength. We're going to continue our study of Mary Magdalene today. We're going to just paint a picture of who she was and understand a little of what she went through when Jesus was crucified. And then we are going to come to a very, very, very glorious lesson. Our first lesson is that we must identify with Mary to understand that we are sinners. The second lesson we will get to in just a minute. Now let us see if we can understand what Mary Magdalene was going through when Jesus was crucified. When Jesus was arrested and taken before the angry mob with Pilate, and was so cruelly treated, and when He was beaten almost beyond recognition, and as He was carrying His cross through the streets, there is actually no way for us to understand what Mary felt when she saw Him bearing that cross. She loved God. She loved a God that she had met. He was real. He was really God to her. We've met Jesus through His Word and through the Holy Spirit. But she met Him for real, like the disciples met Him. So He was a very real person to her. She wasn't trying to imagine something in a story like we read today as we go through the gospel. She really saw Him beaten nearly to death and carrying that monstrous cross. And we can't even imagine the pain that her love for Him brought forth. When Jesus was actually hung on the cross, I believe that Mary, and also Jesus' mother, experienced the greatest pain that a human could suffer. I believe that Simeon's prophecy that a sword would pierce Mary's heart was experienced by Mary Magdalene as well. And when He died, their lives would have been over. Their lives would have been ended. They would have died with Him. And when He was put in the tomb and the stone was placed in front of it, it would have been as if that stone was rolled right on top of her heart. Her life would have been snuffed out. And thus began the darkest night in the history of the world. On the next day, the blackest of Sabbaths, there is no way that we can imagine what she felt. It would have been the longest and the most desolate day imaginable. And therefore, it is very understandable that the next day, when she came to the tomb, what her reaction was to the events that took place. His body was not in the tomb. It was gone. This was the final crushing blow to her, that even the body of her beloved had been desecrated. His body had been taken. She could see no light. She had no hope. She had not been with the disciples. She didn't even know the words He had spoken about what would happen to Him. The disciples, who were not even there, had at least heard instruction that after 3 days He would rise from the dead. And had they understood, it would have been a very glorious moment. But Mary was not privileged to know these things. All she knew was that her Jesus was crucified and now His body was gone. And that's what her reaction was based on when she thought that they had stolen His body in the night. So she sees the gardener and throws herself at him and implores, "What have you done with His body? Where have you taken Him?" It could have been anybody. She was just addressing the only person that was there. She can't stop weeping because of her sorrow. And she can't understand until the risen Lord shakes her and rocks her out of her despair and says, "Mary, it's me. It's me, Jesus." And in that moment of recognition, Mary went from the darkest depths of despair that a human could ever possibly know to the highest, greatest, most joyous, exhilarating experience that is imaginable. In that one moment when He had called her name, He snapped her out of it and she realized that He was alive. He wasn't sort of alive. He wasn't a mystical specter. He wasn't alive like He is for us as we read about it in Matthew 28. He was actually alive and standing in front of her. The same Jesus she knew in physical form was standing there again in physical form in His resurrected body. He was glorified, full of life, so that she met the true risen Savior. We also can't imagine what that was like for her. She went from the deepest depths of depression to the greatest mountaintop experience that you could ever have, and her joy knew no bounds. In that moment, when Jesus said, "Mary, we cannot even understand what took place in her heart and took place in her emotions as she began to recognize the truth that Jesus was standing before her." Now, this is the lesson. Nothing had changed from the time that Mary was in the darkest depths of despair to the time that she was filled with immeasurable rejoicing. Nothing else had happened. The circumstances were exactly the same, and nothing had changed. The only thing that had changed was that Mary recognized the truth. When Jesus said her name, Mary, suddenly she understood the truth, and that was the only thing that changed. It was recognizing the truth that turned her from the spirit of the grave to the spirit of the resurrection. The spirit of the tomb versus the spirit of the resurrection. And the only thing that had changed between Mary the despairing and Mary the rejoicing is that she saw the truth and understood it. The facts were the same. They had not changed. Jesus had already risen from the dead. He had already come out of the tomb. He had risen from the dead before she had even gotten to the graveyard. He was already raised from the dead while she was in the spirit of the tomb, full of such despair that she couldn't even recognize him. He had already been raised from the dead, and the only thing that changed was that Mary understood the truth. It's a very significant thing that in her grief, she did not even recognize Jesus. What a picture of us today. We are in the spirit of the tomb. We have sunk into the spirit of the grave. We are in a despair that is immeasurable. Things have gone so contrary to what we hoped. People that we love are suffering so desperately. Loved ones are out in the world and are in danger of perishing in hell, or we're undergoing tremendous physical affliction, and the weight of these things is crushing us and is squeezing the life out of us. And in our despair, the Lord comes to us, risen from the dead and full of power and glory. And we can't even recognize him because of our despair. So here we are clinging to him and crying in despair, unable to recognize that it is our true risen Savior that we are clutching to. And the spirit of the tomb in us has crushed out all hope. And I want you to open your ears today. And I want you to hear him speak your name. I want you to hear Jesus speak your name. And I want you to recognize that the Lord of life, the one who gave his life for you, that you might live, that you might know boundless joy, the one who has immeasurable love for you, is the one who is standing right before you. And as you recognize the truth, that you would also immediately depart from the spirit of the tomb and enter into the spirit of the resurrection, that the Lord has risen from the dead. He has conquered all of our enemies. He has taken the keys of death and hell. He has rendered him powerless who had the power of death. He has brought forth glorious promises on your behalf. He has adopted you. He has made you his own son and daughter. He has ascended to the Father, to his God and to your God, to his Father and to your Father. You have become adopted, true adopted children of the King of the universe. And We have no need to despair. Even if things are very desperately hard for us here on earth, what difference does it make? Eternity is forever, and Jesus has purchased an eternity for us of unspeakable joy. Today, I want you to recognize that Jesus has risen. His promises are true. His love is real. His love is unfailing for you. And begin to rejoice in the spirit of the resurrection instead of clinging to despair to where you don't even recognize him. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Lord Jesus, we thank you that all you have said is true and what you have done for us is real. You have truly brought us forth out of the pit. You have saved us, Lord, out of despair. You have redeemed our life. Lord, help us to recognize the truth and to walk in victory today, not in despair, not in gloom, but in the spirit of the resurrection, that our Jesus has emerged from the tomb and has risen from the dead. Lord, let us rejoice in that unspeakable truth, that joy that you have risen from the dead. Hallelujah. Please call us or email us with any comments or questions or any prayer needs so that we can join with you in prayer. We want to be in fellowship with you. Thank you for being part of this revival work. Be sure to visit skiesrevivalradio.com, where you'll find many encouraging resources, including the first book of our Revival Begins With You series. It's called Through the Narrow Gate, The Surprising Door into Radiant Life, and is available in hard copy or download. You'll also find Celtic Revival music CD and other uplifting materials there. We look forward to getting together with you again next week.
These radio programs are aired weekly all across the country and on internet radio. It is a faith ministry, and they're supported only by the Sky Family and a little group of concerned Christians who contribute to the radio ministry. If you have been helped or encouraged or edified in any way, would you consider joining that small group to keep these broadcasts going out? It takes a lot of money to produce these programs and to get them out to those who can hear and be encouraged to begin the exciting adventure of personal revival. Your joining with us in this ministry would be a real blessing to many people. Because we don't deduct any kind of administration fee, every dollar you send goes directly to getting the gospel out into this dark world. So even a small donation goes a long way. If you go online and type in Skies Revival Radio, our homepage will come up. Somewhere on the page will be a donate button. If you click on that, you will find a number of ways you can join us in this important work. Or call us at 508-887-1051. That's 508-887-1051. Or email us at tourmanager@theskies.org. If you can't afford anything, don't worry. You can still join our team by standing in the gap and praying with us week by week as the broadcasts go out. It takes a lot of money and a lot of prayer to have the gospel go forth through the media. Thanks so much for your help financially and in prayer. May God bless you.
This song is from the Sky Family. It is available as a download from the Sky Family website.